All right, everybody, welcome back for another deep dive. Today, we are going to be looking into Geminis.
Ooh, fun.
Specifically, we're asking the age-old question.
Okay.
Are they really as two-faced as everybody says they are?
Right.
That's the big question.
The stereotypes.
Yeah. And we've got this article here.
Okay.
Called Zodiac Stereotypes.
Mm-hmm.
Are Geminis really that two-faced?
Mm-hmm.
So...
catchy title.
Yeah. I mean, it gets right to the point.
Yeah, it does.
So let's get right to it.
Right.
Are Geminis really two-faced? What do you think?
Well, first of all, like, where do these stereotypes even come from?
Right.
Like, you know, why do we even think about Geminis this way? And it's really interesting because it goes all the way back, you know?
Does it really?
Oh, yeah. Like the ancient Greeks and stuff.
Not really?
Yeah. They were really into astrology. And they really believed that the stars and planet, like, influenced your personality.
You're saying the ancient Greeks looked up at the stars and were like,
yeah.
Oh, yeah, that guy's going to be a chatterbox.
Well, I mean, not in those exact words, but basically, yeah, like they looked at the constellations and they're like, oh, this is what this means. This is what that means. And that, you know, that's kind of the basis for what we know as astrology today. Like their observations way back then, thousands of years ago, have like really stuck with us. And we still think about these things.
I know. It's amazing how those ancient beliefs are still shaping our perceptions of things today.
Yeah. And I mean, obviously, the ancient Greeks didn't have all of the, like, science that we have now. But it's still interesting how it's, you know, kind of come down to us.
Totally. Okay. So the article dives right in with this two-faced stereotype.
Yeah.
What were those ancient astrologers thinking?
Well, you know, it kind of all goes back to the symbol of the Gemini sign.
Yeah.
Which is represented by, like, the twins.
Right, the twins.
Yeah, so they saw that duality, and they thought, oh, this means Geminis are, like...
multifaceted.
They're really good at adapting. They're communicative. They're curious. But that also means that they might be a little indecisive.
Oh.
Or maybe they changed their mind a lot, so it's like they saw both sides of that.
Okay, but, you know...
Yeah.
If it's not about being deceptive... why do they have this two-faced reputation, it seems? Like, a lot harsh.
It's interesting because, like, it's all about perspective.
Right.
So back then, you know, like, maybe someone who's really adaptable or quick-witted, you know, that could be seen as kind of suspicious.
Yeah.
Back then, right?
Yes, yeah.
The cultural norms were very different.
Right. So, okay, let's fast forward to today then. This two-faced stereotype.
Yeah.
Does that actually line up with what modern astrology says about Geminis?
So modern astrology really emphasizes that it's not about, like, putting people in boxes.
Okay.
It's more about understanding potential tendencies and influences.
Yeah.
So Geminis, for example, they're ruled by Mercury, which is the planet of communication and intellect. So they might be more, like, inclined to be versatile, mentally agile. You know, they can see things from different perspectives.
Right.
So you take that out of context. It might look like they're two-faced, but really it's just that they're, you know, they have that duality.
So maybe not double agents, but definitely good communicators.
Exactly, yeah. It's like having two sides of a coin, right? Like they're both valid, you know, it's just two different parts of them.
Yeah, I've heard some people even argue that this whole two-faced thing isn't about deception at all.
Right.
It's more about their ability to see both sides.
Yeah, like,
multiple perspectives.
That's interesting. So it could actually be like a strength then.
Oh, totally. Yeah.
Like, you know, wouldn't that make them great negotiators?
Absolutely.
Like diplomats or something.
Yeah. They'd be great at that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Because they can see both sides and kind of understand where everyone's coming from.
I guess it all comes down to how these traits are expressed and channeled.
It's like, you know, your sun signs. Just one piece of the puzzle.
It's just one piece, yeah. Like your birth chart is kind of like a cosmic blueprint.
Oh, wow.
With your sun sign being one.
A little
piece of it.
Yeah.
And your individual choices and experiences, your environment, like all that stuff plays a role in shaping who you are.
Totally, yeah. This makes me think of all the celebrities who are Geminis, like Kanye West. Angelina Jolie, Johnny Depp. Talk about complex personalities.
Right. Like they really showcase that dynamic range that Geminis are known for.
Yeah.
But it's important to remember that astrology is more of a framework for understanding like potential, not like a deterministic prediction
right.
in someone's life.
Yeah, like it's not set in stone.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah. So, okay, to wrap things up, We've explored this two-faced stereotype, where it comes from, the possible astrological roots, and how it could actually be more about being multifaceted than duplicitous.
Exactly. It's all about perspective.
Totally. And as we finish our deep dive today, just remember, these stereotypes, they can be fun to think about.
Yeah.
But they shouldn't define how we see other people.
Right. Like every Gemini is an individual, like any person. You know, they're unique.
Totally. Maybe this exploration will make you think about Geminis and maybe even yourself in a new light.
There you go. That's what it's all about.
All right. That's all the time we have for today. We'll see you next time.
See you later.